Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Vav. We're about 10 lines down where it says Tana Rabbanon, Motzi Sifasecha. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ula Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Shama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. We're looking at the Braisa. It says in the Torah, Motzi Sifasecha. Whatever you bring forth from your lips, right? Zu Mitzvah Saseh. That's a Mitzvah Saseh to fulfill your neder. Tishmar, it's a funny way to break up the pasuk because it really shouldn't be a comma there. It's moti tzifasecha, whatever you say, tishmar, keep it. The tishmar, zu mitzvah lo sase, that's a lo sase, right? Shalo, Rashi says, shalo ta'acher, don't delay your promise. Kidrabi oven am rabbi loy, kol makam shidamar hishamar pen va'al, is a lo sase. Fine, next. Then it says, vasisa, you should do whatever you promised. That's Azhara LeBezdin Shiasucha. Bezin's warned to do it. Fine. Kasher Nodarta, like whatever you promised. Zu Neder. That's a Neder. Nodarta's a Neder. What's a Neder? What's a Nedava? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Lashem Elokecha, Tashem your God. Elu Chatos, Vashamos, Olos, Shlomim. Right? Those are Kabanos. Nedava, Kimashmo. Nedava's like a Nedava. There's a neder and there's a nedava. Asha dibarta, that you spoke. These are all words from the pasuk. Elu kachi beis haberek habayis. That's donating something to the beis hamikdash. Beficha, with your lips. Zu tzedakah. That is tzedakah. Okay? Very good. Now we're going to analyze every one of those statements. Amar Mar, who just said, Motzi sefasecha zu mitzvah saseh. Lomali. Why do I need that another asay to fulfill your words? It says, shama afka. We already said, you come there, right? You muvasa shama, you come to the temple, uvahasam shama, and you bring your kabanos there. So we know, you have to keep whatever you promise. Also, tishmar, zu mitzvahs lo sase lamali. Why do we need another thing? Tishmar, you better keep whatever you promise. Melos ta'achil shama nafka. It says, don't delay your promise. It's like, all these are redundant. Vasisa azhara lebezdin, shiasucha lamali. Why do we need a pasuk for that? The bezdin's going to make you do what you have to do. Miyakriv oso nafka. We learned that already. It says miyakriv oso. You have to bring karbanos, right? Detanya, yakriv oso. The guy better bring his karbanos. He better bring it. Malamed, you see from here. Shekofen oso. We even force him. Yachal bar karcho. Maybe even it means we force him against his will. He says, you know what, I did donate to bring that. Well, I'm not bringing it. I did, but I'm not bringing it. What are you going to do, sue me? I'm not bringing it. I promised to bring it, I'm not bringing it. So, b'yachol b'akarcho, tamalama l'tzono. It says it has to be on his own free will. L'tzono, for his ratzon. Okay, then, how do you force somebody, but it's on his own free will? The answer is, kofen oso achiyo marotzani. You force him until he says, I want to do it. You beat him up enough until he says, okay, I want to do it. On my own free will, I'm happy to bring that carbon now, after you beat me up. Okay? That's a funny thing, right? Look at Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos of Yakriv Oso, Malamed Shekofen Oso. Kol mitzvah saseh, nami kofen. Every mitzvah saseh the Bezim could force you. I don't want a shekel olav. There was a guy in high school, one of the guys in the high school, he wasn't in our grade, it was a grade younger. His father didn't put up a sukkah. His father didn't putting up a sukkah, not doing it. Funny thing, right? And in the olden days, Bezim would force him. You come there with a bunch of guys, and they force him to put up the sukkah. Today, no. Any mitzvah you could do that. Kedamar Perek, Naira Hamuras, Hashem Estatva, Makin Oso, you beat him up, Agitate Nafsho, until he's on the inch of his life. And then he says, okay, I really want to build that sukkah now. I'm really interested. I can't wait to build that sukkah now. Right? But it's Kra Hacha, Mishon Tzolka Daitach, Ein Kofin Kan, Lufisha Kosovo Lertono. It tells Lertono, so maybe you couldn't force him. Okay. Let me tell us an interesting thing. We have a minute. Vim Tomar, Hodanam Perak Omer Mishkali, we say in Erechit it says, Chayvi Chatos Vashamos, Karbonos, Chatos and Asham. Chatos and Asham, Ein Mamshichin Oso. We don't take a mashkin from him. We don't make him give it a security for his carbon. However, Chayvi Olos Mishlamim, Mimashkin Oso. But what olos and shlamim we do? Now, Tosfos says, one second. Hey, the Gemara, hey chidami. What's going on here? If before you even came to the issue of Balta Acher, in other words, you're not late. You're not late at all. You have three regalim to bring the karbanos. You have three regalim. You're not late. So why am I taking a mashal for the guy? The guy's not even late. Right? Then I feel also shalom namila. We don't take a mashkin at all. The eid the avar bal ta'acher. It's been 5 years. The guy hasn't brought a carbon yet. Promised to bring it 5 years ago. Then I feel the chatos v'shalom asnami. Then we're going to take a mashkin. We're going to force him even vanity, no matter what it is. We're going to take away his car. Want your car back? Bring the car back. Give you the car back. So what's going on here? V'yeshlamar to la'olam b'shalo avar adayim. The time didn't pass. Ella the chazinan shumitz asel lahavi. He's not bringing it. He's lazy. The guy's not going to do it. So what do we do? Three regalim didn't pass yet. But you can see the guy's lazy like anything. He's not bringing it. He announced he's not bringing it. He put on his Facebook page, I'm not bringing it. Everyone knows he's not bringing it. So what do you do? Then he can take a mashkin. Right? Umotzi atzos chinam shalol atzorech kadeh shalol yishar b'yodo maliknos. You see what he's doing? He's spending money left and right. So I don't have any money to bring on carbon. I wish I could, but I just ran out of money. He's spending all his money like crazy. He's buying all frivolous things, not to have money to buy carbon. That's how we make a mashkin. V'mein motziin b'ma l'mashkino. And if this guy has got nothing. Oh, us, kofin, kedam racha. Then we force him. Somehow you go raise the money. Vim toma, so 1 second. Va'olos maitaima boy l'mashkune tvei mechatos v'ashamos. So then if we're taking a mashkin, how can we take a mashkin only by olos and not by chattases? Chattas and asham, no. Olos and shalom, yes. What's the difference? If the guy's spending money left and right, why are we taking a mashkin only by those and not by those? And Tosis gives an unbelievable answer. Harper kamad zvachim, amar de olos, nami mechaper nachayve asei. Olos also is mechaper something. It's mechaper aseis. If you got the bench, you'd be in carbonola. So the assumption of Tosis' question is that the reason why we're not going to take a mashkin for a chatzis and an ashim is because you're going to bring them anyway. Because you're going to get a kapara. So that you're not going to be delayed about. You're not going to schlep with that. You might schlep a little bit, you know, you're tight, but you're not going to not bring it. Olos and shlom are completely voluntary. You say, you know what, I promised to bring an ola. I was like half drunk. Why would I promise that? It's a fortune. Why would I do that? I'm not bringing that. So if that's your attitude, we'll force you to bring it. Chatas and Ashim, you're going to bring that anyway. Anyway, you're going to bring. You're not going to delay on that. The question is, so what about an ola? Ola also is for a kapara. So why are we forcing you to bring an ola? You'll bring it anyway. Now, v'yesh lomar kiven damrina ba'alma shemasa tshuva lozaz mishav ad chamos shemochlin lo harei b'tshuva mischaper v'lo dami lechatoz v'ashamos. I forgot to bench one day. I didn't bench. If you forgot it, so you're a bishogi. It was amazing. I was busy. I'm not benching today. I benched enough times. So if a guy did that, he has to bring an ola. But the guy thinks to himself, but I did tshuva. That's bring an ola. I made tshuva. I learned Hilchus benching. I'm never going to do that again. Right? So I have to bring an ola. I have to bring an ola. It's so expensive. I did tshuva. By Chazat Zanashim, nobody says that. Nobody says that I did tshuva. You have to make chasid and asham. But in all the people play these games. Everyone's already a big tzaddik. I did tshuva. So therefore we take a mashkin as you. It's a funny thing. The guy's a lowlife. He announced he's not bringing the ola, but then he says, I did tshuva. It's just a funny person. Okay. Thought that was interesting. All interesting back and forth. Okay. Okay. So we have a question. The question is why do we have to repeat all these mitzvos? They're already in the Torah. You have to promise that you bring. You have to whatever donation you promise. You have to fulfill. You can't delay. Bezin's gonna get on your case, right? All that we know already. So why would Minch mention it again? This pasuk, the Gemara, every word, the Gemara says a new thing. You have to promise whatever you said. We know that already. You can't delay. We know that already. Bezin's gonna give you a hard time. We know that already. So why are we taking it twice? So the Gemara answers, Chad de Omar velo Afrish. One's talking about a case where you promised but then you didn't do anything. Lo afresh. You didn't set aside an animal. All you did was a big talker in shul. Yeah, I promised to donate this. You never... Chad, the other one is afresh velo akriv. You mafresh it, but they never brought it. And tzvichi, they're both necessary. Why? Diashmin and amar velo afresh. The guy's just a big talker. Mishum delo kai melu dibure. He didn't fulfill his words. Aval mafresh, afresh velo akriv. But if he was mafresh it, he just didn't bring it yet. Ema kol haicha de isya, wherever he is, begata de rachmana asya. He's in Hashem's world. In other words, give him time. He knows he has to bring it. Maybe he'll bring it. We're going to go start already. Bezin's going to go with a bunch of goons to the house. No, no, no. Who said? Tzvicha. No, no, no. We will do that. You could still bring it anytime you want. Yeah, but you're not. Vishmin and Afrish will akriv. And if I only would have known the Afrish part, I was donated a carbon, but I never brought it. De kamashi legabe. Because he's schlepping. Aval amar velo afresh, but if all I did was talk, all I did was make a donation with my lips, I didn't do anything. Ema dibur lo klumhu. I didn't do anything. You can't come banging my door down, forcing me to pay. All I did was promise. That's all I did. Of course you could do that. Tzrichi. That's why it was necessary. That's why there were two psukim for two different cases. Now, umi matzis amarta de amar velo afresh? Is that even humanly possible? To say and not be mafresh that counts? V'hanadava ksiva. But one of the words is a nadava. What's a nadava? A nadava ihid, the tan, it's mentioned in Kinem of all places. Ezu neder, what's a neder? Ha'omer harei alai ola. I promise to bring an ola. Vezu nadava, what's a nadava? Ha'omer harei zu ola. That's an ola. What's the difference? Mabe neder nadava, famous difference. Neder, what? Right. Neder, if I make a neder, so mace, ogana, nignav. Now, I had in mind that animal. But that animal dropped dead. So mace, o nignav, chayav achriyusa. Yichayav. Yichayav to pay. Nidava, mace, o nignava, in a chayav achriyusa. Right? So the question is, how is it possible that one of the psukim is talking about speaking and not donating anything, right? That's considered a neder. That's not a nedava. And nedava, what about nedava? What about nedava? That's the question.
What do you mean, what about nedava?
So the point is, both psukim have a nedava in it. There's two psukim here. There's this pasuk of Hishamar, Moses of Hazecha Tishmar, keep your promise, right? Make sure you keep your promise. Kemoshe kasher nadarta, like you made a neder. Lashem alakecha, nedava. It says nedava. Next one, the other pasuk was about Lo Sa'acha L'Shalmo, it also says Nadava. One of them's got to be talking about a Nadava. If it's just words, that is a Nadava. Right? Neder's on me. But a Nadava's on something else. So the answer was, one's talking about what we just spoke, and one's talking about what you actually mafresh. But they both have the word Nadava in it. So if they both have the word Nadava in it, there has to be a situation... Yeah. If you just spoke, but you weren't machdish anything, that's a neder.
No.
Yeah, if all that I promised to bring the carbon.
No.
Which carbon?
What's
that's a neder, it's on you. A nedava means I promised to bring that one.
Okay.
So if all you did was talk, it's only a neder. But both psukim have
no,
the word
neder. The neder and the dove is two different things.
Yeah.
One is on me. Right. I said, I'm going to bring an ola.
Right.
That's the ola.
Right.
So neder, nedava.
Right.
Okay. Nedava, I haven't done anything yet.
That's right. No. By the way, the Ron says, what's a greater demonstration of love of Hashem, a neder or a nedava? You would think a neder.
Nedava.
A neder. What? You would think it, no matter what happens, I'm bringing it. Right?
No, nedava is you already took the step.
Oh, this is what the Ron says. Nedava, that's the animal, I can't wait to bring it, that's the one. The dove is a greater thing.
I think the difference...
But here, all I did was talk.
One second, I think that's the problem is what he's talking about. Is I haven't done any action to make that animal into anything.
Exactly, exactly.
That's not a neder.
That's what the Gemara assumes.
No, it's not.
Because what else is it?
It's...
So the guy's sitting in shul, who wants to bring carbonos? Oh, I want to. Once you say that...
No, they're trying to break down what the Nadava is. What? How does the Nadava work?
What?
It's not what it's trying to do. It's trying
who wants to bring a carbon? I want to bring a carbon. Once you say that...
That's a nether.
It's a nether, right? So it's saying, one of the cases was, you said something, you weren't mafresh a thing.
Correct.
So that's a nether.
No.
Like I said, no. Well, I want to bring... I'll bring...
But it's two different things.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm giving this animal...
Right.
Right?
Right.
I haven't done anything.
That's a nedava.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're asking for a case of something
right.
that you haven't done anything,
right.
just words,
right.
but it's still a nedava.
It can't be.
Yes, it is. I told you I'm going to take that animal, but I didn't do any sort of...
No, but saying I'm going to take that animal is doing something. That's being mafreshit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. So that's what mafreshit.
That's the question you're asking.
Right.
You're able to do something with that. What other thing? We believe in a kinyan.
That's right. That's exactly the point, except for kabanos, because the Hashem never loses. Right? When you make a promise like that, you gotta keep your words. Say, by the way, what do you mean? I promised to give $1,000 for an aliyah. I didn't do anything.
That's a nether.
What? That's a nether, exactly. So where's the nedava? Only when I'm mafresh the animal.
But usually it requires an action.
I know, but we said over here that there are two different psukim that say the same thing.
Exactly.
So one is talking about a case, but all you did was talk.
You promised to do something, and the other one is I'm doing something.
Right.
That's exactly what's trying to say.
What?
Which is a nedava.
And what's promising without doing anything?
No. That's why they have the nedava in that same pasuk.
So one second, there's two psukim.
Something that you usually would not have.
Right.
That would not usually work.
Right.
I can't say.
So the Gemara calls that. I hear what you're saying. Gemara calls that a nether. The Gemara calls that a nether.
That's not a nether.
That's what the Gemara calls it. And what else could you call it? It's not a nedava because you didn't make an item. You didn't make a promise on the item. So what is it? It's a promise on yourself.
No.
I promise to go do something.
That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to tell you. We're allowing you to do something.
Right.
Which we do not allow you to do.
Correct.
I can't just say I'm doing something.
Exactly.
Not having some sort of.
So the Gemara calls that a nether, because it's on you. So the Gemara calls it that.
No, nether is
it. Yeah.
Nether.
Nether is on you. I promise to do something.
It's not I promise. I'm promising that.
That's a nedava.
We're going back and forth.
Yeah, so we'll do it.
First.
So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer was, one, we promise, and one, we actually do something. The problem is that they're both, in that case, they're both, let's say, neders. So what about nedava? There's no nedava here. One was, I was mafreshit. I said I'm going to do something, stop. That's a nether for sure. The other case was, the Gemara assumes, where I said I was mafreshit, that could also be a nether. Because then you were mafreshit.
The only difference is specificity.
Correct. So the Gemara gives a funny answer. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, I'll tell you how it could be a nedava. Mishkachas la, could go into Amar Hare Olai Ola. I promised to bring an Ola. Almanas, She'eni chayev ba'achriyusa. But I'm not going to be responsible if it dies. That's what it makes. The guy makes a promise like that. And Tosfos is on the bottom. V'lo dami l'masa ma'ashakasa b'Torah. It's not a problem of going against what the Torah said.
This is what he calls an adava?
Yeah.
Where's the specific of that?
What?
Where's the specific animal?
But if it's an adava, he's not responsible. So why is he saying that?
Because he's saying it on me. It's on me, but I'm not responsible if it dies.
That's normally.
That's a nedava, exactly. So it's a funny thing to say.
But he's implying the outcome of the animal dies of a nedava. It's right. A nether that turns it into a nedava.
Exactly, because there's no situation of the nedava. Yeah. The answer, so why, one second, why doesn't that go against the Torah? Why doesn't that go against the Torah? Why isn't that a violation of a Tanaya? The Torah says that that's not what a nether is.
So the only difference between a nedava and a nether
is achrayus. That's right. That's the only difference. It's achrayus. Right. So I'll make a nether, but at the dinim of the nedava, and you can do that. So how can you do that? Tosafot just says, don't worry, you can do that. How could you do that? So the Ritva explains, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that's the difference between a nether and a nedava. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. We made up that difference. Doesn't say that anywhere.
So explain why that's worse.
Exactly, but it doesn't say it anywhere. Therefore, it's not a violation of the Torah. Fine. Now, beficha zu tzedaka. Beficha means tzedaka. Amar Rava utzedaka mechayev al altar. It's not have to give right away. You can't delay. No, my time. Beficha, Zutzdaka, Amarava, Fitzdaka, Machayev, Alala, Alter. Tzedaka you have to give right away. There's no three regalim. You promise to give money to Tzedaka? The poor man's waiting. My time of Dakai Me'ani. The other's waiting outside. So Pshit is obvious. Maldatema, I would have thought, given the Be'ina, the Be'inyan of the Kabanos, Ksivi, well, it's in the same pasuk as Kabanos. So Ad the Ikka, Ad the Avril, Gimel Regalim, Kabanos. So you have a leeway, like just the Kabanos. Kamash Balan, Hasam, who the less Nerachmana, Be Regalim. That's because, over there, listen to this line. Hasam, the less Nehu Rachmana, right? Be Regalim. The Torah said, you have three regalim. Avul hacha, but over here, lo. Not true. Daha, shchichi aniyim. Because the aniyim are all over the place. So what's Gemara saying? Hashem's also over the place. But the base of it is not all over the place. So we're not going to be matriach you. It's a pasha pshat, right? We're not going to be matriach you to come to Yerushalayim because you made a promise in the middle of Shvat. You can wait till Pesach. You know what? You can wait till the next Yontif also. And the next Yontif after that. It's a mitzvah of Tircha. Aniyim? Every shul has Aniyim coming in every day. So give the Aniyim. That's what the Gemara seems to answer. Says the Ritva, says the Rashba, if that's the answer, then if somebody lives in Yerushalayim, and there is no Tircha, he shouldn't get the benefit of three regalim. Right? Fair question? He's right there. He lives down the block. If the whole point is Tircha, which is more sounds like it is, so you have to give some answer to that question, right? You have to give some answer. A little plug, if it's in the same boat, even if it doesn't apply to you, you have to give some answer like that. Okay. Amar Rava, Kivan she'avar alav regal echad over ba'asei. Listen to this. It's, by the way, if one regal goes by, and you didn't bring the carbon, you're not over a los ha'asei. You have three regalim for that. But you're over an assay. You're over an assay. Which is interesting. And I say you're over right away. The first regal will be over an assay. The three regalim, that makes you get a los assay. Fine. Mesve, one second. Is that true? There's a mission in Idios, a mission in Tmura that says like this. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rapapias, Al Vlad Shlomim. There was a Vlad of a Shlomim, Shiyakriv Shlomim. And we brought the Vlad as a Shlomim too. So far, no story. Umar of Papias, Ani Meid, but listen to this. Shahai Zilanu Parash al Zivchei Shlamim. There was a cow that was a Shlamim. V'achalnu b'Pesach. And we ate the mother on Pesach as a Shlamim. V'achalnu v'lad a Shlamim b'chag. And the baby we ate on Sukkot.
What's the problem?
Sorry. The problem is, if you're over one regal on an Asay, what happened to Shavuos?
Why are they calling the blood?
Because there was a baby. So that's the same din.
It refers to a fetus.
It is, and it was born. It has the din of a shlamim. It's the din of a shlamim because it was the mother got pregnant after you makdish it. So everything in there is the din of a shlamim. So it's the din of a shlamim. So I have to bring it. I have one regal to bring it according to Rava. You get an assay, and the mother we ate on Pesach, and the son, the baby we ate on Sukkot. What about Shavuos? That's the question.
Wasn't around. So what?
What?
They weren't around. So
who
what?
Wasn't around?
They weren't around at the time.
No, what do you mean? Of course they were around. We're going to give a similar answer. We're going to give an answer like that. Now, Bishlom Pesach lo akrave emu de mechusas manhavi. Why didn't they bring it on Pesach? The answer is because maybe it wasn't 8 days old.
Also, that's why.
Or maybe it was born 2 days before Pesach. So 2 days later, I could check the mother. I can't check the baby. It's not 8 days old. This is a karbanos.
Either way.
El of lad debat tzeres hechi mashvi levav lebatei. What happens to Shavuot? How could they wait? How can they wait past Shavuos? What's going on? So, Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Kigon, Shehaya, Chole, Batzeres. Rashi says, the animal was sick on Shavuos. Havlad. The animal was sick on Shavuos. They couldn't eat it. The animal was sick. How about they were sick? That's what everyone else says. They were sick. Guy got sick. He wasn't all regular. He was sick. With poppies, whatever, Rechanal says. The Bailam were chola.
No, it's easier to say the animal.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Because if you say that the Baal said, I can use it through a shliach.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Doesn't have to lean on it?
What?
He doesn't have to shmita, I guess.
So someone can do that for you.
Yeah, you can do that. So I say shliach.
Right, you can send the shliach. Right. Yeah. The animal was sick, so I'm not bringing a sick animal. Right. So they have to wait till Sukkot. Not such a kasha. Another answer, Ravashi Omar, Maiva achalnu v'lod shlamim b'chag. Diktoni, what does the chag mean? Chag Shavuos, it means Shavuos. Normally Chag means Sukkos. It means Shavuos. V'idach, why did the other one give that answer? It means Shavuos. Because, Kol Hechad, Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. Pesach and Atzeres. Atzeres means Shavuos. Right? It would have said Atzeres if you meant Shavuos. Right? It said Chag, it doesn't mean Shavuos. Okay. Amar Rava, another halacha, Kivon she'avru olav gimel regalim, once the three regalim pass, b'chol yom v'yom, each and every day that goes by, that you don't bring this carbon, over balta acher. Every day another aveira. Right? Make sense? Yeah, every day another aveira. May say, one second, the Brisa says, echad b'chor, whether you have a b'chor, v'echad kol kodshim, or any other kodshim. What kind of funny thing? Any b'chor and any other kodshim. Why is singling out b'chor? It just said, anytime you have kodshim, kivan she'avrolim, shana below regalim, if a year goes by without any regalim, right? Or regalim, three regalim go by, below shana, without a year, over b'bal ta'acher, you over b'bal ta'acher. Okay? Tosa says, the reason why we pick Bechor and then also the other animals is because Bechor, we learn the year from the Bechor. Right? Tosa says, in the second Tosa says, Lachi nakat Bechor, the ikr shana bi Bechor, ksiv. It says, the ksiv kol Bechor she yivalei, malamei cha Bechor nechal kol shenaso, klomar, the ksiv, bei tachal shana b'shana, right? It says shana b'shana, so Bechor you have a year, every other carbon, same story. Now, how could you have a year without regalim? Doesn't mean that. Shavro lov shana, even if you don't have three regalim. Or how could you have a shana without three regalim? That's what we're going to be spending the rest of the daf on. How could you have a year without three regalim? How's that humanly possible? Chabad? So we're going to get to that. Or three regalim without a year. That's the easy one. You can have three regalim without a year. Either way, over about the acher. Now, the high night yuftas. What's the kasha? Amr of Kahana, manda kamosiv, shaper kamosiv. It's a good kasha. Why? Michti. Tani alave kamahader. Lithni kol habachalayom over baltacher. What did Rava say? Rava said, once three regalim go by, you're over baltacher every single day. Right? Then we have a brisa that says, if a year goes by without three regalim, or three regalim go by without a year, you're over baltacher. Why didn't the brisa say, you're over baltacher every single day? Why didn't the Brisa say that? That's the question. And the answer is, the Idach, and Rav will answer back, it's not Kasha, come on. Tana, l'mikvinei b'lav kamahadir. That Brisa was interested in telling you that you're over a lav, on either one of those two scenarios. A year goes by without three regalim, or three regalim go by without a year. B'lavi yitiri lo kamahadir. The Brisa didn't have to go through, and by the way, over every single day. That wasn't the Brisa's point. It's not a Kasha on me at all. I hold you over every single day, another Avera. Now we're going to go through that year. How's that possible? Gufo, we just said, Echad b'chor v'echad kol kachim, kivon she'avro lav shana below regalim, or regalim below shana, over b'al ta'acher. Bishlom, makes perfect sense, regalim below shana. You could have regalim without a year, mishkach hasla, it's very possible. How? The animal was born before Pesach, so you have Pesach, Sukkis, Shoyas, oh, right. How could you have a year without three regalim? How is that possible? How is that humanly possible? Now, if you hold that the regalim have to be in order, it's very possible. That's for sure possible. Why? Because you can get a year and a half. You can get five regalim out of it. If you make the ned there right after Pesach, it doesn't start till the next Pesach. So you can have three regalim in order without a year. In longer than a year. That's fish, that's easy. Eleman de less like Kisidron, heichim ishkachasla. Right? But if you hold, it doesn't have to be Kisidron. How is it humanly possible to have three regalim in more than a year? How is that possible? Right? Now, bishlomel Rebbe mishkachasla. According to Rebbe, it's possible. Right? How? Bishana muberes. On a leap year. What's Rebbe? Right? What did Rebbe say? Yeah, the Tanya, because Rebbe, there's a halacha that if somebody sells his house in a walled city, he has a year to buy it back. How does the year work? Does it go from the day you bought it till the day you bought it the following year? Is that called a year? Does it go by 12 months? So in other words, does it go from January 1st to January 1st? Or does it go 12 months? So in a leap year, this is 13 months. So in a leap year, you could have, so here we go. Titania, Shana Tanima. You have a year to buy it back. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Mona Gimel Meos Veshishim V'chamisha Yom Kiminyin Yemos Achama. 365? 365? Like a solar year. So today's October 15th. You have October 15th till the following October 15th. But by the way, it'll be more than 12 months. Because it's a leap year this year. Right? So it'll be more than 12 months. V'cham Omer, no. Mona Yud Beis Chodesh Miyom Liyom. You get 12 months. V'im this Abra Shana, this Abra Lo. If there's a leap year, it benefits who? It benefits the seller. Because you lost the time. You lost the month. I'm sorry. The seller gains, he has an extra month to get it back. Mishkachas Lola Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, the Akdashe Basar Chagamatzos, you donated the animal after Pesach, the Chimata Shili Adar Basra, Shana Malya Regal Lamalu. The next Adar, the next Pesach, the next year, or the year goes by, a year is completed, but not three regalim. Why is a year completed? Because there was a leap year. So a year went by, 365 days went by, but three regalim didn't go by. Because it was Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach didn't happen yet. It's already more than a year. You can have that. Makes sense. El Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, don't hold like that. Hechi Mishkachasla. How is it possible? Okay? Any other question? It's a very, very, very hard answer. Kidatani Rav Shemaya. Listen to this answer. Atzeres, when does Shavuos fall out in a world where the Makadosh Al Pi Re'iyah? Well, how does it fall out, Shavuos? So Pa'amim Hei, sometimes it'll be on the 5th of Sivan. Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva. Sometimes the 5th, or the 6th, or the 7th. Okay, so how could that be? So Shneim, Malayin, Chamisha. If Nisan and Iyar are both full months, which means there are 15 days in Nisan, there are 30 days in Iyar, that's 45 days. 5 days later is Sivan, 50 days. So it'll be on the 5th. Shneim Achaserin, if they're both Chaser, then it'll be Shiva. It'll be the 7th of Sivan. How so? Nisan has only 14 days now. Iyar is only 29 days. That's 43. 43 plus 7 is 50. And Echad Malay, Echad Chaser, Shisha. If one is Chaser and one is Malay, then it'll be on the 6th. Why? Because Nisan's either 14 or 15. Either one, 14 or 15. Whichever one it is, Iyar is either 29 or 30. That equals 44. Six more days. Okay? Now, so how did that answer our question? How did that answer our question? So for that, we need Rashi. So Rashi says, the Rashi of Aleph Malay, Umishkachas la shana b'lo regalim. Here's how you could have a year without three regalim. You ready? Kigon, Shneim Malayim, there are two full months, the Ira Atzeres Behei B'Sivan. And Shavuos was on hay. Shavuos was on hay. V'ikdisha l'machras b'vav b'sivan. And you will makdish the animal the day afterwards on vav. U'b'shana haba, and the following year, ha'yushneim chaserim. They were both chaser, v'ira atzeres b'zayin b'sivan. So Shavuos fell out on Zayin. So it's three regalim are going to go by, and a year is going to go by, but it's not three regalim, because you're one day off. Because next year, the 6th happens, and Derech Shavuos. So you have a year without three regalim. You hear that? V'ashana malaya b'yom vav b'sivim b'kdisha v'adayin lo avar atzeres alav. Shavuos didn't come yet. A year went by, Shavuos didn't happen yet. Okay? That's how you can have a year without the regalim. But you know what? If that happens, you over a baltacher, according to this. Why? Because the year went by. Okay? Now, Uman Tana Depalag Alei to Rav Shmaya, who argues on Rav Shmaya, or Rav Shmaya say? Who wrote Rav Shmaya say? Who's Rav Shmaya here? Oh, this idea about a terrorist being on the 5th, 6th, or 7th. Who argues on that? And the answer is, Acherim, it's Acherim, Titania. Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres. There's no difference between one Shavuos and the next Shavuos. Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, El Adal Yamid Bilvad. There's only a 4-day difference, which means that there are 6 months of 29 days. 6 months of 29 days equals 174 days. 6 months of 30 days equals 180 days. That equals 354 days. 354 is 50 weeks and 4 days left over. So whatever Rosh Hashanah was 1 year will be 4 days later the following year. Shavuos, 4 days later. So what do you mean the 5th, 6th, 7th? Not true. He argues on the whole premise. By the way, if it's a leap year, then it's 5 days, because a leap year is 29 days always. 28 is divisible by 4, is 1 day left over. So we get pushed off another day. Fine.
Did you just say we're only talking about when it wasn't a fixed thing?
So even if it wasn't fixed like that, it would still not violate this rule. They would manipulate it in such a way that it never violated this
rule.
Right. Okay? Another minute. Bayra Zera. A new topic. Yoresh. Mahu Valta Acher. Does a Yoresh have to get... Is the Yoresh... So Yaakov Avinu promised to bring Karbanos. He passed away. Does his son Reuven have an obligation to bring it on his behalf? Is Reuven now under the gun of Balta Acher? So, Kitzi do neder amar Rachmana. Well, it says when you make a neder, right? Vaha lo neder. Reuven didn't make a neder. O Dilma maybe. Ubosa shama vavesa shama. It says when you come there, you got to bring Karbanos. Vaha mechayev. Who'd be chayev? Well, he's there. Toshma, there's a brayza that says, Tani Reb Chiya, Me'imach, right? It says, by Balta Acher, Me'imach, Prat, Liorish. Liorish is excluded. Vahai, Me'imach, Biboyle, Teleka Chichupeya. But we lose Me'imach already. That was Teleka Chichupeya, right? When it says, no, Karbe Imach, Vakarbe Me'imach. It says Imach, and it says Me'imach. Another minute. Boyer of Zera, Isha, Mahi Balta Acher. What about a woman? Is a woman a chayiv in Balta Acher? What about a woman? So, Mi Amrinan, Holo Mechayiv B'Ri'iyah, well, she's not chayiv in Ri'iyah. So, Mitzvah says she's a man grandma. She has no obligation to be Ola Regal. Odilm or maybe, Ho'isi B'Simcha, but she's chayiv in Simcha. She's chayiv in the Mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha's Yantif. Amalei Abaya, V'tepik Lei, Da Ho'isi B'Simcha, well, she's chayiv in Simcha. Why isn't she chayiv in Balta Acher? Why not? What do you mean? It's not chayiv in Simcha. The husband has an obligation to be mechayiv his wife in Simcha. Right? Well, how? With nice clothing, with jewelry, right? Nothing about shlomim. Nothing about that issue. So the Gemara says, no. Ludvarov derbzeir ka'amar. Abaya was talking about in the world of Reb Zera. Abaya himself held that an Isha is not Chayiv and Simcha, Karbanos. But Reb Zera did. So according to you, Reb Zera, what would you say about Balta Acher? That was Abaya's question. And Tosos over here says, Pirish Bekuntris, Bebavel, last Tosos, Bebavel, Bebegadim, Tzivonim. In Bavel, how do you make Simcha? By buying your wife nice clothing, Uberet Yisrael. They play Pishlan Mugatim, also clothing, but different kind of quality. Kedisa b'kedushin, v'kashal b'natam. Tahani mili b'tan azeh. That's only now. Now, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, you mechayim simcha for your wife by buying clothing. Avol b'zman she Beit HaMikdash kayim, ain simcha el basar. The simcha is with basar. So what are we saying over here? Rashi said, "How you mechayim simcha for your wife with clothing?" That's not then. That's only now. Then, it was simple with Karbanos. So Tosas answers, Tosas answers that it don't, have a minute, listen to this. Kedomar per Pesach, Vodomar per Kam de Chagiga, Amasnithan de Eze Cotton, which cotton comes with you to all be all the regal? Kol she'ena yachol achos biyadushal aviv la'alos when you shlam harabayis, right? As long as your child is old enough to go with you to the harabayis. The Gemara says, ad heichon man ma'asye, but who brought him till there? And the answer is, umashani ad hacha mechayve ine. The mother did. B'simcha mashma, she's a kukul alos mishum shalme simcha. It's mashma, your wife has to come for shalme simcha. So first of all, Tosafot says on Rashi. Rashi said it's clothing. That's now, not then. That was simcha. Few riyas. She brought the baby. She brought the kids. Simcha. So Tosafot answers that it's not a chiyuv on her. It's a chiyuv on him to make her happy. With so she has no independent chiyuv of karbanos of simcha. It's a husband's obligation for her. So therefore it's not a kasha. It could even be you want to buy her clothes. Buy her clothing. It's very nice. So the question remained: is a woman chiyuv from balta acher? Depends on the question of simcha. We don't have an answer. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Ibailahu. Everybody have a very good day.